Looks like we are ready for program approval. I'm going to turn the meeting over to Gordon, Chair of the Program Approval. Reminder, if you think with any of the agenda items for program approval that you might want to give input or have questions about, sign-up sheets are over by the door. If we've got plenty of time and we're running with the agenda, we'll allow comments. Otherwise, we'll see how it goes. So, ready?
I'm ready. Hilda, I saw three billboards on the way down here today. Good for you. Good for you. It makes us all look good. Thank you. Okay. Joe and Jan, would you like to come up, please?
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Back in April, we had our site visit, and we had three unmets. And if you recall, on the 4th of November, we were here presenting our hiring plan for you, which was our first unmet. And this afternoon, Jan has worked hard at preparing the information for you regarding our reading practicum, which was our second unmet. So, Jan, you don't want to?
I don't, right? And I remember cautionary words. If you get it right, tell us how you did it. We're working on it. And we had one student begin with our introductory required course for practicum 582 in the fall, and she successfully completed. We have six students this term who are in level one, and the one person has moved up to level two. And because they must be with a reading specialist, the first thing we did was to check and see, is it a reading coach session for school? So once we cleared that and got the go-ahead, the proper people have been spoken with, the supervisors, and we're training new supervisors, because as this goes up, we're going to need more than one or two people to cover the field. This is done in three segments, tied with three courses. If they start in the spring, then they would do the following two semesters with each of the other required courses. If they start in the fall, of course, it would be spring and fall of the next year. So we're geared up with level one, level two, seven people are a go, and already they're registering for next fall, starting next month, and we'll see how many new starts will happen. Does that give you enough?
I think that's enough. So, Commissioners, Dr. Manning's prelude to this, they have provided all the materials and the assurances that they have done what they need to do to amend for unmets in the site visit. Committee, do you have questions?
No, the written material.
Okay. Go ahead, Keith.
Oh, it was just... it was an aside.
Okay.
Let me just mention, though, on the agenda item, there was, as Dr. Mannion mentioned, there were three unmets. They presented their recruitment plan to the commission. They also provided how they were going to bring candidate data to the consortium, and what data they were going to take. And I believe you anticipated that your first consortium meeting where you were going to take that data was actually going to be shortly after this meeting. Was that correct?
Actually, we did it this week. It was today is Wednesday. It was yesterday.
Okay. As time flies. And so if you look at the agenda item, it was just mentioning that information about that meeting and the data you took was going to be provided to the commission. And then the last part, third unmet, was providing the information they just provided to the commission with the background documentation to demonstrate that they have come into compliance with all three unmets.
I would like to do something backwards. For the record, would you introduce yourselves, please?
My name is Jan Albrecht, and I'm from the University of Michigan.
Okay.
I'm Joe Mannion, also from Concordia University.
Thank you. Okay. Other questions from the Program Approval Committee?
Commissioners? Do I have a motion to approve this as recommended? Well done. All right.
Take your pick.
Tom made the motion and Nancy seconded. Okay. Real pretty. Yes. All right. All those in favor, please say so.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you very much.